Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today, as we continue with the habit building series, once we understand the fundamentals behind why we form habits and how to build habits, we will realize how the best and fastest way to create new habits. And that's where habit rewiring comes in, because habit rewiring combines the best of hypnotherapy with a unique habit building method for permanent lasting change. So you can go from 40% of potential to 100% performance by rewiring and reprogramming the subconscious mind for success. And habit rewiring quickly gets at the heart of your subconscious issues that are causing you physical or emotional blockage. Once we access the subconscious mind, we can transform unwanted self-limiting behaviors, beliefs, and habits into more productive ones. That is why I am teaching you about habits and the foundation of habits, so that when we get ready to do habit rewiring, it is quite easy to make the transition, to experience the transformation. So with no further ado, let's get into it. So today we're going to identify the cue. We talked about the habit loop, cue, craving, response, which is the routine, and then the reward. What's the cue for this routine that you have? Is it hunger, boredom, low blood pressure, a certain time of the day, someone? Any of these can be considered a cue. Now, here are the five common triggers that make new habits stick. The first one, cue number one, is time. Cue number two is location. Cue number three, preceding event. Cue number four, emotional state. And then cue number five, other people. Now, here is an example. The key to choosing a successful cue is to pick a trigger that is very specific and immediately actionable. For example, let's say you want to build a new habit of doing 10 push-ups each day at lunchtime. You might start by choosing a time-based cue and saying something like, during my lunch break each day, I'll do 10 push-ups. This might work, but it's not very specific. So do you do your push-ups at the beginning of your lunch break or at the end of your lunch break? Or do you do them anytime during your lunch break? See, you need to be specific here to make it stick. So alternatively, you could create a cue around a very specific preceding event that happens right around your lunch break. For example, when I close my laptop to go leave for lunch, I'll do 10 push-ups. In this case, the very specific action of closing the laptop is a perfect trigger for what to do next, which is your 10 push-ups, right? There is no mistaking when you should do the new habit and kick off the habit loop, because you have been very specific on the actionable step you need to take, which is the minute you close your laptop to push off your desk to go off to lunch and walk out of the building, you will do 10 push-ups before that. And so that is going to kick off the habit loop for you. So before you choose your habit cue, let's look at each trigger more closely. Trigger number one. So time is perhaps the most common way to trigger a new habit. Common morning habits are just one example, right? Let's look at one. Waking up in the morning usually triggers a cascade of habits. You go to the bathroom, you take a shower, you brush your teeth, you get dressed, you make up a cup of tea. all that stuff is part of your morning routine. And that has formed and created without your permission too, right? It's just something that you do in the morning. So there are also less commonly recognized ways that time triggers our behavior. For example, if you pay attention, you may notice that you repeat certain tasks mindlessly at different points during the day. Heading off to get a snack at the same time each afternoon, taking a smoking break at the same time each morning. That is triggered by the time of the day. If these patterns are bad habits, then you may want to take notice of how you feel at this time of day. In many cases, your habits are a signal of how you feel. Bored. Maybe your afternoon snacking habit is a way of breaking up the monotony of the day. Feeling lonely? Maybe your smoking break is a way to connect with other people or other coworkers. The point is, if you understand the reason why these habits pop up at the same time each day, then it can become easier to find a new habit to fill the void. And being aware of the cue is the beginning of forming a new habit. So let's move right along to cue number two, location. Have you ever walked into your kitchen, seen a plate of cookies on the counter and eaten them just simply because they were in front of you? They were there. Then if that's you, then you understand the power of location on our behavior. It is said that location and your environment is the most powerful driver of mindless habits and also the least recognized. In many cases, our habits and behaviors are simply a response to the environment that surrounds us. Multiple research studies have discovered that new habits are actually easier to perform in new locations. I just moved and it's a lot easier for me to set up new habits because it's a brand new environment. It's a brand new place and I'm not being held by the old habits of my last place. So one theory is that we mentally assign habits to a particular location. This means that all of the current places that you're familiar with in your home, your office, your neighborhood already have behaviors, habits, and routines assigned to them. If you want to build a new habit in these familiar locations, then you need to overcome the cues that your brain has already assigned to that area. Meanwhile, building a new habit in a new location is like having a blank slate. You don't have to overcome any pre-existing triggers. It's a new beginning. You get to set the tone because your brain has not yet associated your area, your location with an old habit. Cue number three, preceding event. Many habits are a response to something else that happens in your life. Your phone buzzes, you pick it up to check your latest text. The little notification bar lights up on Facebook, so you click it to see what it signals. These are examples of habits that are triggered by a preceding event. When it comes to cues that are useful for building new habits, I find preceding events to be one of the most useful. Once you understand habit stacking, which we'll talk about in the upcoming lessons, you can develop all sorts of ways to tie new habits into preceding events. For example, when you make your morning cup of coffee, meditate for 1 minute. That's an example of habit stacking. That's following an action that you are already doing in the morning. That's one way to introduce new habits into your current routine. We will discuss more about this, as I said, in the coming lessons, but just keep that in mind because this is a powerful tool right here. Now, let's go into Q4, which is your emotional state. So in my experience, an emotional state is a common cue for bad habits. If you're an emotional eater like I used to be, you would know anytime you feel overwhelmed, I feel stressed, I'm reaching out for some mashed potatoes or some pasta or some bread, my favorite, right? So let me give you an example. You may have a habit of eating when you feel depressed, or you may default to online shopping when you feel bored. The emotional state of depression or boredom are triggers for those negative habits. Being cognizant of those emotional states can actually help you change the cue, because once you change the cue, the habit will never form. And this we will cover later. So onto cue number five, other people. Other people can serve as a cue. You can see someone and you automatically want to do a behavior. Be it good or bad, you can have an accountability partner that you go work out with or go to the gym with. Or you can have buddies you go out for drinks with. The minute you hear them or you start hanging out with them, you start drinking more beers. It happens. Other people can be considered a cue to trigger a habit. So I'm not a heavy drinker, but nearly every time I go out with my friends, whom are my cue and my trigger, I get a drink. Why is that? If I'm not yearning for a beer, why get one? It's simply a response to the environment that I am in and the people I am around. So what I've done is I stopped drinking altogether. My friends are still a cue and a trigger, but now it's the cue and trigger. I associate them with just socializing, not drinking, socializing without the alcohol. With that said, as always, self-experimentation is the only real answer. Play around with these five habit cues and see what works for you. In summary, to begin to form a habit that sticks, first, there is a cue. The cue triggers your brain to initiate a behavior. It is a bit of information that predicts a reward. Our prehistoric ancestors were paying attention to cues that signaled the location of primary rewards like food, water, and sex. Well, today, we spend most of our time learning cues that predict secondary rewards like money, fame, power, and status. Praise and approval, love and friendship, or a sense of personal satisfaction. These pursuits indirectly improve our odds of survival and reproduction, which is the deeper motive behind everything we do. Your mind is continuously analyzing your internal and external environment for hints of where rewards are located, because the cue is the first indication that we're close to a reward. It naturally leads to a craving. And if you're looking for habit rewiring with me, please do find the link on the notes below and we'll connect there, because I would love to help you rewire those old habits so you can start creating and designing brand new habits to suit your new you. Stay blessed, and I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. I'll see you in the next episode.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew. Topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.